It's the Mornings with Ed show. And I've gotten more excited as the morning has gone along. Earlier, they had told me, all right, well, you got Tony Abuganim in studio, and he's the greatest mixologist on the face of the planet. I thought, oh, this will be a great conversation. This is going to be great. I can't wait to have him in. And then he starts bringing stuff in, man. I see ice cubes here and a bottle there. So we're actually going to get a demonstration. I am so excited to have him here. I've also got Jeff from Bentley Heritage Estate Distillery. We're going to talk about the distillery in just a little bit. But Tony is the author of a book called The Modern Mixologist, Contemporary Classic Cocktails. Tony, welcome to the studio.
Oh, Ed, thank you so much. Great to be back in Laguna Beach. How beautiful is it here?
Oh, man. You seem to have brought the sunshine with you. It was no kidding. It was cloudy until you parked the car. I mean, it was perfect, man.
So. I just wish I brought my scuba gear.
Well, you can rent it after the show and stuff. So the modern mixologist, contemporary classic cocktails. What is a contemporary classic cocktail?
Well, Ed, I started working behind the stick in 1980 for my cousin Helen David at the Brass Rail Bar in Port Huron, Michigan, and she taught me all the classic cocktails. And then in 1993, I moved to New York City to pursue an acting career, and I met the wonderful Dale DeGroff at the Rainbow Room, and he really inspired me. This resurgence of classic cocktails and craft mixology was just starting. And really, Ed, if you look at the classics, there are about 12 different types of drinks, and by just changing up those recipes a little bit and making them your own, making them a contemporary classic, on the cover of the book is the cable car, which is really a twist on a brandy crusta that gave us the sidecar and now the cable car. So knowing those classic recipes, then, as my mom always said, Ed, never trust a skinny chef. You got to taste everything.
Right.
And then you know flavors and what flavors work together, and you create something new that hopefully becomes a contemporary classic.
All right. Now, when I think of a classic cocktail, I think of the martini, sure. the old fashioned. Yep. Are those still popular as they are?
I think more so today than in my nearly 40 years behind bars, Ed. As young bartenders are really embracing the profession and resurrecting a lot of these lost and forgotten classics, like the drink that we're going to have for breakfast today, okay. The French 75, one of my favorites. And I do a little Tony twist on it with some fresh fruits, pour it over ice, and it's a refreshing light drink that is just perfect for breakfast, Ed.
All right. And so what exactly goes into the French 75? Which ingredients am I looking at here?
Well, we're going to start with the wonderful Juniper Grove Gin from Bentley Heritage Estate Distillery up in Minden, Nevada. Fabulous full-bodied gin at 46% alcohol will stand up to the champagne, the lemon juice, and the simple syrup. So really, it takes a classic gin sour and to a Tom Collins, and then it elevates it by substituting champagne for soda and French 75.
All right. Now, I can't wait to see you start mixing that. But let me ask you a question before you do, though. As a mixologist, is it offensive to call a mixologist a bartender?
Oh, absolutely not. Okay. And this is the big misconception. We're all bartenders.
All right.
I mean, as you know, Ed, there are great bars, great bartenders. They embrace hospitality. Bars that I love to go to, Ed, I would never, ever ask the bartender to make me a French 75, you know? But they know what the stock market did.
Right.
Big smile, handshake, how the Knights did last night, that this is my girlfriend and not my wife.
Right.
Just fabulous, fabulous bartenders. But they could care less about Count Camellia Negroni and the 100th anniversary of the Negroni. But they embrace this profession through hospitality. And that's what a great mixologist needs to be, first and foremost, is a great bartender.
Right. And you can spot a bad one a mile away, I'll bet, right?
Well, and that's, I hate to say this, Ed, but a little bit of arrogance and pretentiousness eked its way into the profession.
I'm sure.
As this craft movement has exploded. But we're really getting back to that. You know, our job is to make our guest day better when they leave our establishment than when they first walked in.
Right.
Put smiles on faces.
Yeah, it's an art. First of all, it's an art. Let's get that out of the way. It is full on an art form. And as a consumer, as a patron of places, that bartender is going to either make or break my night from the moment I walk in. I walk in, I definitely, as a consumer, I want the attention, yeah. First of all. And I want that attention continued throughout my visit.
You're absolutely right. And I always say, I could probably make, maybe not a better, but almost as good of a Negroni as most bars will serve me.
Right.
So why do I go to a bar for my Negroni? I go to bars for bartenders. Right. I go for that interaction. Dale DeGroff said this the best. He said, "I don't go to bars, I go to bartenders."
There you go. Yeah. There you go. That's why in 1998 the Bellagio hired you, right?
Yes.
Okay, so one of the greatest bar systems and setups ever, and I had no idea you had anything to do with it, was post 1998 at the Bellagio.
Yeah, thank you for that.
No, thank you for that, man. I visited it often. I loved it back then. Tell me about setting something up. When you walk into a location like that, and is it tough to change things? Do you get from corporate? Is it tough to go, okay, this is what you need to do?
Well, yes, it is.
All right.
But I was very blessed with that project because Mr. Nguyen had this vision that he wanted to elevate every bit of the experience, the guest experience, from the artwork to the dining to the fountain show to the cocktails.
Right.
So he hired me to do that. And in 1998, we were just, like I said, kind of exploring this fresh craft movement. So going into an establishment with 29 bars, right, nearly 300 bartenders, serving 25,000 drinks a day.
Right.
I had no idea what I was getting into. Right. If I did, I might not have taken the job. But it was one of those moments, you know, for me, I was very blessed. Right time, right message, right place. And just as this craft thing was starting to evolve. And all eyes were on Bellagio at that time.
Right.
So it was a great platform to get the message out. And really, I implemented a program that has now spread citywide. And right, as you know, you can go to any city in America today and get a good, fresh cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah. Exciting. Fantastic. And freshness is the key to a delicious cocktail, right? I saw you cutting fruit outside here. Freshness is absolutely the key to that flavor.
Absolutely. Keep it simple. You know, you don't have to get real esoteric with the ingredients. Balance, just like cooking, complexity, but you always want to let the base spirit shine through and celebrate that with the other ingredients.
Right. Now, Bentley Heritage Estate Distillery is what we're looking at here, and some distilleries just better than others, all right? Some am I crazy in that, or tell the difference?
You definitely can tell the difference, and especially with products like gin,
right,
that, you know, you have to start with a great base distillant, and they do something really unique up at Bentley Heritage Estate Distillery where they distill oats, and they're oats that they grow. They do the fermentation, the distillation, and that's the base not only to the gin but to their Source One vodka. And then it's the mix of botanicals that really set it aside. Comes in at 46% alcohol, which is the sweet spot for gin. Okay. And really, again, that oat base pushes those botanicals forward, and great martini, great Negroni, and hopefully for you, a great French 75.
I can't wait. Let's see what you got here. Let's start a little mixing. I'm going to tell the audience right now that if you're missing any portion of this, you can catch it on the podcast a little bit later on at the KX93.5 website. Fantastic discussion. And as I stand here and watch you about to start here, now you jumped into Caesar's Palace just a few years back, right?
I was consulting at Caesar's Palace when they redid their lobby bar, the old Frank Sinatra bar.
Right.
And again, they were looking to elevate their cocktail experience for their guests at Caesar's Palace. And I knew them from my 20 years in Las Vegas. So they, Brian O'Shields, who I worked with the Bellagio, hired me to do that program. And the program is still in place and today. And from there, I hooked up with my dear friend, Sean McLean.
Okay.
We did Iron Chef America together.
Okay, yes. Iron Chef. There you go.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Sean did the food. I did the drinks. Okay. And we brought the victory back to Las Vegas. There was a space open at Mandalay Bay that was a high-end Chinese restaurant. And we won the bid on that. And today actually is our third anniversary of Libertine Social at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas.
Congratulations. So, happy anniversary, by the way.
I appreciate it.
Here's some confetti.
Yay! Well, we're going to open champagne and we'll celebrate.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Now, as you're mixing, I'll ask you some questions here. Is there do you find from back east to the west coast, east coast to west coast, different tastes do people order different things? I know everybody orders the same thing on a different coast, but is there a specialty that people like or prefer on the East Coast as opposed to the West?
Absolutely. I grew up in Port Huron, Michigan, right on the Sarnia, Ontario border.
Okay.
So I don't know if you know the Bloody Caesar or not.
I don't.
Caesar is it's their take on a Bloody Mary, but with clam juice.
Okay.
Clamato juice. Right. So you don't see that out here.
Right.
Very rarely, unless you have a lot of visitors from Canada.
Right.
Also, where I started at the Brass Rail, big Canadian blended whiskey selection and American blended whiskeys, where very at the time, not a lot of straight bourbons or ryes, which you see a lot more out here. I was just speaking in Green Bay and in Wisconsin. When you get an old fashioned, chances are it's going to be made with brandy, number one consumed spirit, biggest consumption of brandy in America,
Ooh.
Wisconsin of all places.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where here you're going to get it made with bourbon. So,
right.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's okay. And
I always like to say too, Ed, to think and drink seasonally.
Right.
Again, Michigan, when the cherries are in season, oh, doing a cherry kyperoshka with Source One vodka, some fresh muddled cherry, a little simple and lime. Back up and kiss myself. Oh, that's so yummy.
You make it sound great.
Yeah, don't arm wrestle Mother Nature. When she gives you a beautiful watermelon, you make the zigzag for my book. All right, I'm going to leave this book so you can mix some drinks and
Thank
get away
you.
From just drinking tequila on the rocks.
I let out my big secret to him as soon as he walked in. I said, you're going to find me the most boring drinker in the world. I only drink like Patron on the rocks. That's what I do. I've been drinking that my whole life. So I'm excited to taste a mixed drink. Probably I think the last time I had a mixed drink, a crappy bartender made me a Long Island iced tea. And it was, I think that was it. And that's the last time I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to go back to Patron on the rocks.
You know, it's just funny, Ed. You talk about a Long Island iced tea. And, when we think about that as something to get us to the end. But actually, if you make it with fresh lemon juice and bottled Coca-Cola, it's a pretty well-balanced drink. I had a guest come up to me once and said, you guys make the best Long Island iced teas here. I was like, all the wonderful drinks we do, and you're getting excited about a Long Island iced tea. But, it dawned on me, that's what he liked to drink.
Right.
And we made the best one that we could do.
And I noticed you said bottled. So it's different. The Coke is different from the bottle than from the gun?
I'm a big fan of bottled sodas.
Okay.
I love the Q mixers, the soda, the tonic, the ginger beer. It just, the highball is a drink that's making a resurgence. And a gin and tonic, very simple drink, but the proper glass, great ice, freshly cut garnish, bottled Q tonic water, and a beautiful gin, and you just elevate that experience without changing anything else but paying attention to the details.
Perfect, perfect. All right, while you get mixing, I'm going to describe exactly what you're doing. He's now opening up the gin, and he's pouring it into what appears to have... What was the first thing you poured in there?
We squeezed some fresh lemon juice this morning.
Ooh.
So fresh squeezed filtered lemon juice.
Okay.
Then we balance that 1-to-1. So equal parts of lemon juice to simple syrup. And the simple syrup, again, 1-to-1. So equal parts water to sugar. Bring the water to a boil. Dissolve the sugar. Let it cool. Liquid sugar just blends better in drinks.
Okay.
So it's equal parts lemon juice to simple syrup. And then twice as much of our Juniper Grove gin. So I'm making one for you, one for myself. One for our good friend Jeff sitting over here because he looks really thirsty.
By the way, yeah, Jeff is with us from Bentley Heritage Estate. Feel free to jump on in at any point, Jeff. How are you? Thank you for being here this morning.
Great. Well, again, it's wonderful to be here at your beautiful studios. As Tony's doing a little bit of work here, making the cocktails, what I'd love to say is Bentley Heritage Estate Distillery. Again, our name is spelled Bentley. We're an estate distillery. Our proprietors are Camille and Christopher Bentley. We're located at the base of Lake Tahoe in Minden, Nevada.
What a beautiful location.
It's stunning. It's stunning. We have tens of thousands of acres. And for those listeners today that want to know about hearing the word estate as part of a distillery, in the state of Nevada, you have to have 85% of your product that comes from the estate.
Okay.
And Christopher and Camille have Bentley Ranch, and on that ranch, we plant, grow, harvest, and then bring all of those grains to our malt house. We store them in silos, and then as the distillers request the mash bills, they bring the product over. It's milled, it's malted, milled, and we have one of the largest malt floors in the United States where we trick the grains into germinating from heat and moisture, and then we stop it. So that's really cool. So these are
must really frustrate the grains, huh?
Right, right. And you know, just a little bit about that process. So we then take the grains that have been processed, and we take them to our distillery. In the very near future, we will be propagating all of our own yeast to start the fermentation on our estate distillery. We do the fermentation. We have two distillery sites that are unique on our property, on our estate. One is the creamery. We've called it the creamery. It's the old Minden Butter Company that supplied a lot of butter in Northern California and Northern Nevada. And then we have a flour mill that was built in 1906 that Christopher played in as a young child. Okay. And probably, I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud that he probably was lucky he didn't get hurt in some of the old, you know, there could be a hole in the floors and it's three stories tall and the silos were there. But both Camille and Christopher have lovingly, and when I say lovingly, I mean Tony would agree, lovingly restored this property to a pristine distillery. Their tradition is to mimic what distilleries did 100, 150 years ago in the United States, when basically the distilleries provided everything from their own estate.
Right.
So what I will say, and then I'll turn it back over to Tony, is we make a couple of products right now. We have our gin, Juniper Grove, and it's an American dry gin. It's a tip of the hat to London dry gins. Mm-hmm. And we also have two vodkas that we're currently releasing. One is Source One. Okay. It's an 80-proof vodka, 100% oats currently. And we have vodka from Source One that is rested in sherry oak cask. We pay a producer in Spain to produce Oloroso sherry. Gladly, he can keep the sherry. Right. He can sell it to whoever would like to.
But you just want the
cask. Then we take the barrels. We bring them to the United States shortly after they're emptied.
Right.
And we age our vodka in those casks for 30 days or less. And it's beautiful. Tony, it makes great Manhattan, great old fashions.
Yeah.
You could describe what the characteristics of that are like.
Well, I love sherry finish on whiskey. And I'd never had sherry finish on vodka. And I think, Jeff, that it's the oats, the 100% oat base that really does well with the sherry finish. And jokingly, it's like our vodka is better than your whiskey. It's really, we had a drink last night. We had a little cocktail competition just showcasing the sherry rested. It was absolutely fantastic. And if I closed my eyes, I would have imagined I was drinking a whiskey drink.
Now, oats, is that a more expensive process?
Well, you know, grain is what it is.
Right.
There's one reason why there aren't a lot of oat vodkas. There are a few that are offered in the United States, but what happens to, Ed, what happens to oats when you heat it up and you warm it up?
It expands.
Okay, it becomes oatmeal, right? So it's really not an easy grain to ferment and distill, but due to the patience that Camille and Christopher have dedicated, you know, we want to make beautiful, world-class, ultra-premium spirits. And this is what we're dedicated to.
Let's taste some of this stuff, man.
All right.
I absolutely love that, Jeff. Yeah, and I love how dedicated you are, man.
All right, Ed. So we've got our Juniper Grove gin, lemon juice, and simple syrup. We're just going to... Oh.
I love that sound.
Yes.
That sound.
That's got to be one of the greatest sounds on the planet. All right. So we just bring that all together in the Boston and pour a little of that out. Oh, beautiful.
Nice.
Over that freshly cut fruit and ice. And then we're just going to go ahead now and...
opening up some champagne
celebrate here. Yeah. Everything's better with bubbles. Oh, there we go. Give it a little tickle with the champagne.
You ever accidentally put out an eye with a cork? No?
No, that would be a waste of an eye and some good champagne. All right, just a quick stir with the bar spoon.
Very nice.
Give it one more little tickle here.
Nice. And by the way, all that, it's just fresh, delicious looking fruit in there, man.
Beautiful. And that's for you, my friend.
Thank you.
Jeff.
Thank you.
Taste this. A cheers to both of you this morning, and thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Ed. And in the words of Helen David, Happiness.
Happiness. Happiness it is. Let me give you a taste. That's refreshing.
Oh.
That's absolutely refreshing. That's the way that, that's the first word that came to mind.
It's a perfect breakfast drink. It's a,
it really is.
It's just really nice and bright and clean. And
light and delicious.
Light and delicious.
That's what I would say. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank
Cheers.
You. Cheers. Where have you been all morning, man? You wait till 9 o'clock for this? This should have been my 7 o'clock show right here. Oh, Tony, that's delicious. If you missed any portion of this, you can go to the KX93.5 website. It'll be up on podcast a little bit later on. This is Tony Abuganim and a Bentley Heritage Estate Distillery. We have Jeff with us as well. Tony's the author of The Modern Mixologist, Contemporary Classic Cocktails. He's leaving me a copy of that, man. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So now I can be a modern mixologist at home, right? Yes. Is that the deal? This book is available. Is it on hardback only right now?
It is, yeah. It's on hardback. Amazon has it. You can go to my website, themodernmixologist.com. If you mention Ed's show, I'll throw you in a bar spoon.
I like that. I like your style. I really do. I really like the mixer thing. You know what I don't have? I don't have the shaker mixer thing at home. But thank you very much.
Oh, well, then I'll just have to leave you this. You get the whole
You're
set,
awesome,
Ed.
Man. I love you. Thank you so much. Jeff, and how do we find out more about the Bentley Heritage Estate Distillery?
Great. Well, Ed, thanks again for asking that question. So we have a website, bentleyheritage.com.
Okay.
Again, our distillery is about a short 35-40 minute drive from Reno at the base of Lake Tahoe. We would love to have anyone that's listening to this broadcast today to be our guest at the distillery. We have a public house. We have two different bars at the public house. We do tours, and I can assure you that people will love coming to visit our distillery. It's a world-class distillery.
Thank you, Jeff. And I appreciate you both coming to visit me this morning. Tony, thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Ed. Thank you.
Great having you here. Cheers to both of you.
Thank you.